For many Petersburg residents, the expanded recycling program could make it more convenient to recycle and more expensive not to recycle. Customers will be able to mix all their recyclables together and put them in a city-issued container for curbside collection. Residents using the lowest level of garbage service would see a 20% increase in their sanitation fee if they decide not to participate in the recycling program. The changes are aimed at substantially increasing recycling efforts in order to lower the borough's expenses for shipping garbage out of state. The only concern to come before the assembly on the measure centered around more of a side issue, an increase in the fee for public salvage at the landfill from $5 for 2 days to $10 for 1 day. Resident Eric Lee worried that actually would lead to less recycling.
I think that will be counterproductive from a financial standpoint. I think that $10 a day for 1 day to go up there and look for something you may or may not find will discourage a lot of people. Right now, $5 a day is affordable. You go up there, maybe you find something that you're looking for, maybe you don't, but it's worth going up there and looking for, and at the same time doing a public service of recycling something.
No one on the assembly moved to amend the new salvage fees. However, the issue prompted some discussion of whether the sanitation department could and should distinguish between people who are looking for a few spare parts and commercial salvagers who make a profit on recyclable metals, metals that the borough could sell for recycling. The growth in commercial salvage prompted borough staff to change the fee structure. Assemblyman John Hogue asked Public Works Director Carl Hagerman several questions about the issue.
Has there been consideration to simply put in the valuable items that is going to bring in money to the borough off limits for recycling?
We've thought about that. We have. It turns into a higher effort in policing the program. It's something that we could do, and it's something that can be done without really any need for that to be in the ordinance. It's not in the ordinance now. So that can be an administrative action taken after the fact, but that could be something.
However, Mayor Mark Jensen didn't want to see a change like that go through without an opportunity for public comment. Hogue suggested passing the new sanitation ordinance while putting the salvage issue on a future agenda.
We could go ahead and have the third reading, vote on this today, and then bring it back as a discussion item, as you know, on the agenda as to whether, and just simply to say if anything's got value that's going to bring revenue to the borough, it's not going to be available for commercial recycling or any recycling by individuals.
So before the administration would make that decision, it needs to come before a public.
It may not need to, but I think that would be good government.
I think it would be prudent.
Yes.
I mean, that's probably the only way I would vote for this again today in the third reading is if something like that happened before the administration decided you can't go up there and collect things you've been used to.
Jensen, Hogue, and the other three assembly members present voted to pass the measure in its third and final reading. Assemblyman Kurt Wallhuter was out of town. The assembly made one amendment to the ordinance, clarifying that an existing prohibition on open burning without a permit only applies to Borough Service Area 1, which is inside the former city limits. Borough officials hope to kick off the new mixed recycling program early next year. The borough's financial records received a clean bill of health this week. Speaking by phone, Christy Thiel, senior manager of the accounting firm BDO, gave a presentation on Petersburg's first annual audit as a borough to the assembly Monday.
One of the questions I get often is, how is the borough doing, the borough or the city doing financially? Are they improving or deteriorating? Well, if you go over to page 29, the third row from the very bottom, change in net position, this is a good indicator of whether the financial position is improving or not. And so you can see under the governmental activities column, a positive change of $3.6 million. Under the business type activities column, negative $1.5 million, but a combined overall positive change of $2.1 million.
Thiel also cited improvements in the borough's assisted living fund as well as its general fund balance. The general fund covers municipal functions that can't raise enough revenue to pay for themselves, like administration, emergency services, and public works. Overall, Thiel says it was a clean audit, and the borough appears to be doing better this year than the city did last year. Her full audit report is available on the borough's website. Petersburg will sign on to a letter of concern over proposed mining developments in British Columbia that could affect salmon streams shared with Alaska. Petersburg Vessel Owners Association Director Brian Lynch brought the letter to the Assembly. It asks that U.S. officials take more action in the Canadian permitting process to ensure that downstream Alaska water quality and fisheries are not damaged by industrial developments in B.C.
This letter is really not meant to be anti-mining, per se. But the risk of these sorts of mines are one way. The risk to the water quality and fisheries resources is great. There's absolutely no risk of fisheries being a detrimental factor in a mining project. Some people, oftentimes will couch these sort of concerns as jobs versus fish. But for us, this is jobs versus jobs. And there's likely to be no U.S. jobs that come out of this. The harm, again, is all one way.
Lynch said he was hoping to get over 60 different fishing, tribal, conservation, and tourism groups and others to sign on to the letter. The Assembly agreed unanimously. And Petersburg has a new deputy mayor. Mayor Mark Jensen proposed Assembly Member Cindy Lagadakis for the post, and the rest of the Assembly agreed. Lagadakis will act as mayor when Jensen's not available. She replaces Sue Flint, who stepped down from her Assembly seat for health reasons early last month. And in other news, a 3-2 vote killed an ordinance that would have retained an elected borough Parks and Recreation Advisory Board this week. It was one of three similar measures. The other two retained the Harbor and Public Safety Advisory Boards as elected bodies. Assemblyman John Hogue explained why he would be voting against all three measures.
Because first, I think the advisory board for Harbor should be appointed, and second, I don't think the other two boards that are in the next two ordinances should be in existence.
The ordinance for the Harbor and Public Safety Boards passed 4-1 in their second readings, with Hogue opposed. Assemblymember John Haverlick joined Hogue in opposing the Parks and Recreation Ordinance, while Mayor Mark Jensen and members Cindy Lagadakis and Nancy Strand voted for it. It takes at least four votes to approve an ordinance, so it failed. However, the Assembly will likely revisit the measure in some form because the vote leaves the borough without municipal code governing the Parks and Recreation Department. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.